Well, he's a way back to Charlton, and it's going to be a few months, that one, I think. So Tony's obviously out for this season anyway, and you thank him for his efforts and what he done here, on and off the pitch, because he was a good guy as well and talented young footballer. I think it's his groin area. I think it's his adductor area. I think that's the problem, which he's got to go and get it checked out, and I'm pretty sure he'll come back strong next season. It'll be between him and Charlton, and because Charlton's still his parent club, and hopefully gets sorted out and he's back for next season, whatever club that is.
Because of the sendings off in the last three games, just how much extra work has Danny Graham, do you think, had to do because of the nature of the position that he plays and the nature of you having to look after every other system?
It's funny because his work rate's incredible. And I actually said to him after the game, if you're doing it to 10 men, don't chase back. Let them handle it. And because you need him up the other end of the pitch to be a bit more fresh, really. And he does some amount of work, which is, listen, testament to himself, that, because his work ethic is brilliant. So but you're trying to curtail him a little bit, not to run out of steam.
Certainly his fitness levels must be right up there, the way he can cover the ground he does.
Well, I think he'll be a lot fitter and we'll be playing more games anyway than what he did at Sunderland, so that'll be a given for him. And it's just a constant Saturday, Tuesday for him. It has been of late, but he does a lot of work.
I know you're upset about the sending off on Tuesday evening. Have you looked at it from various angles since then, or are you very much of the same opinion, and are you challenging the decision?
I can't challenge it because obviously the deadline's passed yesterday, and I still wouldn't say opinion. He's went in strongly, but he's actually went through the legs. As I said before, that that's three games in a row we've had 10 men, and the two arguably would be Hanley and Conway's. Shane Duffy's a get because it's on the line of handball. But I think there's been major decisions in games where we've no certainty had a break.
So was a decision made yesterday, this isn't worth the appeal?
No, it wasn't, because very rarely do you win an appeal. Very, very, unless it's blatant, you think. But I just knew by the referee's call after the game that there was no point, because Craig could have got another game on top of it. Mm.
So he'll have to serve three now, which is a vast majority of the rest of the campaign for you, isn't it?
It is. It is, and I said before, we could have lost them for one more. So we just need to take that hit.
Spoke to you Tuesday night. It was a difficult time to talk to you about your future as a Blackburn Rovers manager.
So after
you, I'm sure it is, Paul. I'm sure it is. Yeah. Have you any more you can tell us in regards to the plans for next season, your plans for the football club, and are they going to be implemented?
I don't know. That's the God's honest truth of it. And I said before when I've come in here, I've always been open with people and been honest with people. The club has to make a decision, as I said before, what it wants to do and where it wants to go. If you ask me, is there any dialogue between Tuesday and Thursday, then there's not. We just pick a team again and then for Saturday, but there's no further forward or further back. It's that is what it is at the minute. But it will become clear. Pretty soon it will become clear.
Football is its own business. It does things in its own way. People listening to this conversation might think, well, can Paul Lambert pick the phone up to India? Do India pick the phone up and ring Paul Lambert? Is there a lot more that goes into it than you pick the phone up to Madame Desai and say, have you got my plans and what do you think of them?
I'm pretty sure they've got what I think. And as I say, that's through their advisor. And where it goes from there, you're just hoping that it goes where it's meant to go and everything gets done right. As I said, but we just have to wait.
Do you let it get to you?
Publicly, you mean? Publicly? You ask me publicly, does it get me publicly? No, I'll probably hide it pretty well. Inside, probably different.